Hello everyone, and today we will be evolving Golbat. So, right now I'm exploring the Pony Gauntlet. I'm gonna make my Golbat. I'm not even close to it. I'm just gonna feed it a lot of berries. So, right now I'm feeding it some berries. But evolving a Golbat to Crobat is hard. It's level 60. Okay. So, anyways. Wait, first, all you basically have to do when it starts shaking its head. Never mind. You have to, I think it's like 5 minutes or something. I'm not sure. So I gave it enough berries so it would start shaking its head. And now I'm gonna explore the Pony Gauntlet. Wait, that's the wrong way. As a dug tree up here, I don't need it. Man, I wish when you push B, you could just run away from the Pokemon. That's annoying. So I have no clue where to go. I'm gonna have to take another path, I think. My friend Lachlan, he actually helped me get to it. Pony got it. So I'm back at the Pony Plains. I mean, there's the tree path, which has lots of Pokemon, and it's super annoying. So we're just exploring around Pony Plains. We're in the place where I think you're about to enter the Pony Gauntlet. I'm using Tera's Charge to get through the grass. Oh, a Pokemon just appeared. I hate these cottonies. And then I can't run away from them. No, I shouldn't use Bravery with the recoil. That was dumb. Whatever. Okay, my Tapu Bowl is now level 64. It's about to hit 70. Gonna go in the cave. Actually, no. Oh my god, dude. Golbats are so annoying. A Dugtree, okay. Oh yeah, wait. Rick, here in caves, I forgot. Level 57, but I don't need to catch it. I have a level 58. That's not wild, somehow. It's pure luck. So, wait a minute. So, I'm not sure where to go. is super confusing. So I'm just gonna leave. I hate it when Pokemon appear. Pony Island is pretty good. It has level 50s. It doesn't have, it has basically the same Pokemon. Just kind of annoying, but still pretty good. Oh no. There's so much Pokemon appearing. Like in the grass, you see that black thing moving around? I always get Gumshoes from it. It's so annoying. I already have a lot of them. My friend, he has a level 70 Pharaoh though. And then another Pokemon appears. Better not be Gumshoes. It'd be so annoying. Oh, a Pharaoh. I'll catch it. Level 57. I don't have a level 57. I'll get it. So I'm gonna use an Ultra Ball. Hopefully it works. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 3. So I'm gonna use another Ultra Ball. 1, 2. Oh my god. I'm gonna try another Ultra Ball. If it doesn't work, then hit it to lower HP. Yeah, it's not working. Hopefully this doesn't kill him. Oh my, it fainted. That's my fault. Because I'm using a level 83 blaze skin. Oh, I feel that. This sharp beak from Pharaoh. Oh my gosh. So much random Pokemon appear from bushes. It's a Cottony. They're so annoying. Thing that sucks is that you can't run away. I mean, I just ran away, but it's pretty hard. Oh shoot! I just realized I needed to go back there because there's rocks blocking my way and I didn't know where to go. Whew! I'm using Terra's Charge. Oh, this is so confusing. I'm gonna comment shard. Yes, I made it into the Pony Gauntlet. Not really, though. Oh my, another Pokemon is here. Oh, Grand Ball. I already have one. But, like, you know, I could get more, but honestly, there's no candies in this game. But I think there's rare candy. There's rare candies, but there's no, like, candies that you can use to, evolve. I don't know. Like, let's say you got a normal type candy, then you could evolve another normal type. Oh, shoot, spider. I mean podcast spider. Well, gotta fight this guy. Hopefully it doesn't bite me because it could still be on you. Stopped by his trainer. Who is it? black belt Tracy. You're gonna send out Pangoro. Oh shoot. So I'm gonna send, then I'm gonna use my friend's Blaziken. We're testing each other's Pokemon. I use a critical hit and one shot it. Without even a super effective. It was a critical hit, but still, like a lot of damage.
Sunday, Ryder and Bowie, these apple slices are to share.
Okay. Okay. So he raised his attack. So then I'm gonna use Blaze Kick. Hopefully I did some damage. What's this guy do? He keeps on using. Well, I don't know why. I'm just gonna finish him on this battle. Get all the P. The weird thing is, they give you so much money. Like, don't they need it for house groceries? Okay, my Sobelio. Is now level 64. My friend's Blaziken. That we're, I gave him a level 100 shiny Excalibur. Which I got from Wonder Training, and it's a shiny. Like, I was so confused, but I'm trying my friend's Blaziken. He got my from my other friend. Then I forget, he gave him a Mega Alakazam. I'm using a fire type Blaziken against the water type. Eesh. Oh, what was I doing? I didn't know that I wouldn't one shot it. Yes, my real lord, you're level 48. Hey, Blaziken avoided a water pulse, I think. This isn't good for my Blaziken. I don't want the Sun Coil. Oh, I'm dead. Never mind. He's the worst move ever. Oh, I'm dead. My Blaziken. I know he used it. He used it on my Blaziken, which is a fire type. He used water pulse on my Blaziken. He used it on my Sogalia. Okay, I got rid of Wishiwashi. Then I'm gonna use Zen Headbutt and get some damage. Oh, Tornadoer. Super effective. Rockcom is super effective on the. Wait, what is it? Tornadoer, whatever its name is. It's like one of those Stranger Things aliens. Okay, I got rid of all the fish. Okay, he used the super effective move on my Solgaleo. So I'm gonna send out my level 40 Warlord. I'm just leveling up. So I'm gonna use Ice Beam on the Lilligant. Then I'm gonna use Rock Tom on the Terminator. And I just did it, and it's super effective. And then it fainted. My Snorlax is level 61. As the Lilligant needs Sunny Day, my Wailord is gonna need Ice Beam on it. And didn't do that much damage. Well, whatever. I mean, he sends out Electric level 61. Pretty good. Oh, yeah. No. Oh, shoot. That isn't good. I'm gonna have to use Dive. No! Oh, phew. I actually used out my Wailord. I almost killed my Wailord. Wait. So, I'm gonna use Blaze Kick on the Electrip. Use Ice Beam. Well, I have to use Dive so I don't die. Oh, shoot. Oh, well, I used a fire type move on the Electric and it one shot it. And my Wailord is already level 49. Nice. It's a tank. I should put Quick Claw on it. My Golbat. He just one. The Lilligant just one-shotted my Wailord. My Blaziken is still alive somehow. So I'm gonna send in my Snorlax. Which I named Fatty. Okay, so I'm gonna use Blaze Kick, which basically one-shot it, and then boom, it's over. I won against two trainers. So I'm gonna have to care. Oh, I wonder what happened. Oh wait, yeah, it was Sunny Day. So now I'm gonna use the air dryer to get off all this sweat for my Blazer Kit. Or it's my friends, basically. Yeah, I already told. So then, wait, never mind. My Snorlax seems so happy. Snorlax is like a Japanese Pokemon, right? This guy wants Bearware, but I don't have Bearware. Yeah, I don't have Bearware. So I can't trade. Oh no way, I'm versing red. No! I'm gonna choose red, not blue. Oh my god, my Pokemon are low. I'm versing red. Just for a challenge, but I don't know what to do. Yeah. Two of my Pokemon are fainted. I'm versing six. Red. Oh my god, I can't run. This sucks. Never mind. I one-shotted the Pikachu. Yes, has electric move, which is super effective. My Snorlax does. Snorlax can learn a lot of type moves. So red sends a 66. Use all electric move. He's ice beam. So it has recoil, but. So, I'm not sure what to use. I'm gonna use Birthright. He used Water Pulse. I'm gonna use Birthright. Okay, so he sent out a Charizard. I don't know how I'm gonna win this. Oh, dude, sucks so much. No, oh my god. Why did I use heat? I can't win this because my Pokemon were low. I'm not gonna win against Red because all my Pokemon were low. I didn't know I was versing him. It just one shot! Go on! I have low Pokemon! What? Okay. Okay, anyway, I lost against Red. Thanks for watching my broadcast.